I'm going to add you on the conf on the line. Correct. Background info. The service coordinator said he can't do anything until he confirms with the patient. Blah 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 blah. I'm going to add you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so Erica's on the line as well. So I just told her that you have to obviously confirm with the patient to make sure that they are in agreement to switch over to our agency.
Yes.
Okay. So is that where we're...
So from there...
That was done yesterday, correct?
Yeah, that was done yesterday, but I have to call the old agency and then make them aware to stop, like, providing services. And then we can start the new one. That's how it works. Because it still has the old agency being active. So until I call them to let them know, give them heads up that, hey, Mr. So-and-so is leaving you guys for a new organization or new agency, until I make them aware and give them a start, I mean, an ending date, I can't go ahead and then do anything. But I can do that today. But I'm saying, even if I do everything and send the paperwork in today, it's not going to reflect today. We have to give it some time for them to process it.
Okay, so which about 72 hours?
I can't give you a timeline on it, because if it doesn't work, you're gonna hold me responsible. But
absolutely.
At some point, usually, so it's not supposed to go more than 3 days, but you never know the number of cases that it's supposed to work on. So that's what I'm saying. Let's give it. I'm gonna do it, and then we just wait till the new agency sees the authorization in their system, and then from there we pick it from there. All right.
Alrighty.
Okay, so Isaac,
if anything,
am I able to send you an email just to reconfirm everything on our end, just in case?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so I saw you guys' this email, but I couldn't respond because I wasn't dealing or I couldn't get in touch with Mr. Robert directly
me
to know that, hey, this is indeed coming from him, you understand? So that's why I didn't respond to you guys, but I was able to get hold of him just yesterday, so... everything is clear now. I'm going to put in the authorizations, and then you guys should receive or should see it at your end, and then we move from there.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
I appreciate it. So is everything covered on your end, Aaron? I mean, Erica? I'm sorry.
Yes, everything's good on my end.
All right. Sure. All right, so I guess we're waiting for him or still,
yeah.
I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, so without the authorization, we have to wait for the authorizations to come through in order for us to start services. So for right now, you would still have to continue to clock in and out with the company that you are currently with if you're with an agency. Up until we are
not,
able to.
That's the thing.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not with them.
Got it.
I'm not with them.
Okay, so yeah. So then, until we have the authorization, then we'll provide you with the clocking in and out information for you to start. But we won't be able to start without that.
Okay. So. Okay. All right. I guess. So I get. Well, he. I guess. Are you guys going to contact him, or do I need to?
No, we'll continue to follow up with Isaac.
Okay. All right. No disrespect, guys can't get his number. It's like, you know what I mean? I had to keep calling this dude to get this far. It's like,
no, you know what it is? Is
that
the service coordinators, they're not always in the office. They're also out seeing patients and doing assessments. So if a service coordinator doesn't answer the phone, it's because they're probably with a patient. Like you said, he did receive our email, but regardless, he has to confirm with the patient before he does any switches or does anything at all in regards to the patient's care.
Got you. Understood. All right. Have a good day.
You too. I'm wondering if the service coordinator was on the line after that.
Yeah.
Because he was. I'm confused. Is he getting those 17?
Wait, are they still
so
on the line?
So let me hold. No, he hung up.
Okay.
Because I didn't
question.
Want to mention the
have...
rate in regards to, I mean, since the service coordinator was on the line. But anyways, what's up?
Which app is connected to your phone?
I had asked who for my what?
The app that you have, you have the Reach UC or
I have Reach and I have Bria because they both suck. Which one do you have?
I have Reach UC and I'm not getting, like, I see that you called only on my computer, but my phone doesn't ring and I have the notifications on. So I'm trying to...
Let me see. And your phone sounds stingy. It sounds like staticky. Hold on. On your Reach, does it say, if you click on the top, is it on Do Not Disturb? Like when it says Reach UC, is it green?
Yeah.
Now press it, and then it should say Do Not Disturb. If that's green, then that's probably why, because it's going straight to voicemail. It's not from JetWave. I was just looking at your JetWave.
Disturb is off.
That's so
I'm
weird.
Not sure. What I checked my notifications on both and my settings on my phone, and I'm still not getting the calls. Like, my phone does not ring at all.
Let me bother Slimy. Okay, stand by. Call you back.
Bye.
I'm going to have him call you.